A few minutes.
Okay.
All right, so we just talked to Eli Whiteside. He's very jealous of your bromance with Timmy. He doesn't like it at all. He's coming after you.
I don't know about bromance.
Okay, so we're here in spring training. We're here with Chris Stewart. How you doing, Chris?
Good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. It's hot.
Yeah, it's nice. It's awesome. Much better than being in the cold, being in the humidity. So we'll take this every day if we can get it.
Yeah. Definitely. So how was your offseason?
Good. Getting ready for the season. I had a daughter in November, so between those
Congratulations.
Two things. Thank you. Yeah, between those two things, offseason kind of flew by. Didn't really have much of a chance to sit down and relax, but it's good. Whenever you get home, you're always itching to get back out here and get going again. So, you know, it's nice to be able to have a quick offseason, quick turnaround, and then come back out and go get them.
What's your daughter's name?
Brooklyn.
All right, shout out.
Yeah.
We spend every offseason trying not to have daughters, so
yeah.
We're too young. But, yeah, we look forward to seeing you this season. What's been the best part of spring so far?
It's just, like I said, just getting back going again. Fulfilling that itch that we had in the off season. You know, last year didn't finish the way we thought it would. We had higher expectations and wanted to get it to the playoffs, but it didn't happen, unfortunately. Hopefully this year we stay healthy with new additions, provide the extra punch that we can get to the playoffs again.
Lopez said that extra month really helped. You know, it sucked not to make the playoffs, but it really helps you build up your health and your athleticism.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wasn't here in 2010 when the guys, went all the way, but, short off season, followed by an early spring training and pretty rigorous spring training they had, and then straight into the season, it's kind of tough and wearing guys. So hopefully the extra month got guys healthy, got guys relaxed and come back strong and get ready to get after it.
So what do you know about this Buster Posey kid?
I don't know. I heard he's came up from Double A or something like that. No, but yeah,
so fresh faced.
Yeah,
it's a goofy name.
Yeah, no, he's I'm just hoping he's back ready to, give us as much as he can this year. And, hopefully he's the guy that helps us get over the edge.
It's got to be tough being a catcher. Injuries really get exacerbated by the daily grind, even more so than position players. How do you handle that throughout a season?
I think it's what, you take care of it in the off season. Your conditioning, getting your legs ready to catch, hopefully 162 games. You got to be ready to go out there every day. It's probably not going to happen, obviously, with the grind of the position and stuff. But, you got to take care of your body, be ready for anything that happens. Obviously, something that happened to Buster last year is you can't foresee that. It's just one of those plays where, unfortunately, he was just in the wrong position and, caught up to him. But, you got to be ready for get your legs ready, get them strong, because it's a grind out there, especially, those dog days of August, September, when it's really coming down to it. So those days come down to the offseason, what you did and, how you took care of yourself and what you got ready for.
What kind of plan, what kind of goals do you have for yourself this season?
Any way I can help this team win. I don't really have any numbers specifically. If it goes out, if I go 0-for-4, but punch the runner over every time, and then we got the RBI after me. I'll take that as long as we get the win. So whatever I have to do to help contribute to this team, I'm willing to do.
You're gonna throw some guys out too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If anybody goes, my goal is to throw that guy out regardless. So yeah.
Well, absolutely. So what we were alluding to before, you and Timmy were paired together a lot last year. You had a nice rapport. He had some nice words for you this preseason, talking about if there's anything wrong, I know that Stewart would be the one who'd see it and tell me about it. Now, is there any secret or what?
I don't think so. I think he just got back on track. When I just happened to be catching him, he's obviously a Cy Young pitcher. And, I didn't really do too much to get him back to that point. He just finally realized he was doing something and got back on track. And just fortunately, it happened to be with me back there. And, my goal is just to keep these guys where they should be. So, he found his thing and I tried to keep him there. And he rolled with it.
So is the dream to catch a no hitter? Is that a
absolutely? That's your goal every game. You go out there. Well. First is get the win, and then, if you can get the win, then, why not try to get a no-hitter as well.
Pitchers like these, it shouldn't be that hard, right?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that difficult. Hitting's hard enough. I don't know why they can't get us out all the time. So,
who's the hardest pitcher to catch?
I think they're all easy. They all have good stuff, but they know where it's going, so we have a good idea of where it's supposed to be and put ourselves in a good position to catch it. So these guys, they're veterans out there. They know what they're doing, so it's not really too tough at all.
Who's the most painful to catch?
Not Needham. I mean, it's awesome being back there. These guys, it's the best staff in baseball, so
yeah.
You don't really have a too hard of a job back there behind the plate with them.
How's your umpire spit game?
It's okay. Yeah, I try to kiss him butt if I need to. Get on the right page with them to make sure they're getting my guys the right calls. But, if they step off that page and, it doesn't seem like they're calling the right pitches, what I think they're supposed to be called, I'll get on them, I'll let them know what I'm thinking. And just trying to get my pitcher out there, his strikes that he's due, so whatever I have to do to get that, I'm going to do.
My favorite catcher strategy is to kill the umpire with kindness.
No, absolutely. It never hurts. So, yeah, that's always a good strategy.
All right, Chris. Well, it was good talking to you. Good luck out there today. We'll see you this season.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.